It is October 15th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer. I'm speaking with Eleanor Dricus. Eleanor, thanks very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Great. So why don't we start by finding out where you were born, when you were born, how you came to be in Burnaby?
Okay. I was born in 1947 in Vancouver. I stayed in Vancouver until I was about 6, 7 years of age, as we were waiting for our house to be built in North Burnaby in the Park Crest area. And our house was finished, and I think we moved in June. And I attended school in September at Spurling Avenue, and where I went for the remainder of my years, which I believe was to grade 7 in those days, and then off to junior high school, which was Kensington, for 2 years, I believe, there, and then the remaining years at Burnaby North, which was right next door.
So did you move into a new development then?
Yes, it was very new.
And did it feel new?
Oh, it was wonderful. Right next door, we made a great big baseball field because back in those days we didn't have a lot of rec center entertainment, so we played, made our own fun, and played baseball next door and kicked the ball up and down the streets. We were fortunate to live on a dead end street, so it didn't go through to any major streets. So it was all in great fun to play on the streets back in those days, and puppy dogs and kitty cats didn't have to remain on the property. They would go for little walks on their own out in the streets, and we had lots of fun as children growing
And
up.
what was a new home in Burnaby like? Like, what sort of amenities did you have? And
Well,
was it?
our home itself, we thought, was just absolutely a beautiful mansion. However, it had 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, unlike what we have today, and it was just a new home. And my father did all the landscaping of our house and turned it into just a beautiful little spot to grow up. We really enjoyed life as early children in
All
Burnaby.
the modern amenities like central heating. Do you remember what kind of a furnace if you
Well,
had
we
or
had a typical electric furnace back in those days, but my dad soon changed it off to gas. I don't know how many years later. Those things weren't important as long as we weren't cold. Because prior to that, we had never even had a furnace. We didn't even have a fridge in Vancouver. We had a wooden coal stove, and we also had an ice box. And so, boy, when we moved to Burnaby, we really thought we were in heaven because of all the nice things that we did have. However, there was no dishwasher, and we did have a wringer washer. All the things that that was of the day.
And your neighborhood, were there lots of homes nearby? Was
No,
it?
we were about the third or fourth house, as I recall, on our street. Now, prior, Dawson, I think, was one of the last streets, or maybe even Broadway. But Sumas and Park Crest and Buchanan and Halifax had already been developed. But they were just sort of making their way down to the Lougheed Highway. And like I say, we were about the third or fourth house that went in. And they weren't large homes, but they were, 1,100 square feet. And all the people that did seem to move in had children very close to the same age. So we grew up as a very tight neighborhood. I just remember having nothing but happy memories of growing up and having fun. And at the end of our street, I said it was a dead end. There was bush and a large, I mean, today I'd probably call it a ditch, but to me it was a creek or a river. And we used to, on the weekends, plant a little tent which was made out of my mother's sheet. With a pole, and we'd go and pitch it there, and we'd pretend that we were fishing in this ditch.
Did you catch anything?
No, never did we ever catch anything, but it wasn't through lack of trying. But oh no, life was very simple but very beautiful. Really, really good times growing up as children.
Well, those are the best memories to have, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What memories of going to school? Was there kindergarten? Did you start with
Well,
that
I
or?
went to kindergarten in Vancouver, so that wouldn't be relevant. But when I came, I was in grade 3. My sister was in grade two. And no, the only other activities we had were basically through the school. And that's how music came into my life was, and my poor mother, it was at school that I signed up because I wanted to learn how to play the piano. And I didn't know why, because there certainly wasn't any music in our family. But June Perry had these little lessons that you could take through the school twice a week for a half an hour. And it seems to me it was something like 25 cents or 50 cents. It was very reasonable, up to seven children in a class. So I went home one day and said, "Mom, I printed my name and everything else. I've signed myself up for piano lessons."
So it was a sort of a little half hour class that you would
Yes.
be removed from your regular class.
No, it occurred any time after 3 o'clock.
After
So
school.
from 3 o'clock till about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, she ran these classes. And it was a wonderful, it was a great way of allowing music to get out there to everyone. And but my mother was absolutely horrified when I came home and said that, because we didn't have a piano. She said, "How will you practice, dear?" And I said, "Oh, I didn't think about that. I just signed up." And so we very quickly borrowed a piano from my aunt. And from the day I touched the piano, it sang to me that someday this would be my life. And it came true. I loved children. I wasn't fond of stuffed animals or dollies. I liked the real thing, real children. And Mom said from the time I was eight on, I was trying to babysit real little people. And so music was just something that I never looked back. And sometimes I even struggled with piano, although I was quite gifted as far as playing the piano, the history and the harmony and the counterpoint that I needed to get my degree from the Royal Conservatory was a real challenge for me. But I managed. I got through. And I started teaching when I was 15 in North Burnaby with four students.
So tell me about taking a group class after school when you
Oh, it
were a
was fun.
youngster.
It
What
was
did you do?
fun. It was a real challenge because you had a half an hour. And believe me, if you played your song and you happened to, by chance, play with the wrong fingering, she didn't give you a second chance. She was a very good teacher, but a very tough, strict teacher. And so you learn very quickly. Don't make any mistakes because you won't get a second chance. With only a half an hour and seven children, there was no time to spare. Now, she had the group lessons for about 3 years and then would take you off into private if she felt that you were good enough or that she felt you were going to continue. And so grade four, I started going privately to June. And I continued and completed my grade 10 with her. And then she said, "Okay, now I've had you from day one. I think it's time that you find another teacher and maybe get your degree."
So this is sort of grade 10 in school or grade 10
Grade
music?
10 piano.
Piano. And so did you follow a standardized sort of
Royal
syllabus? Or?
Conservatory all the way. Yeah, because I knew very, very early that I wanted to teach. I loved children. I loved classical music. And with June, that's what you studied, was classical music and exam songs, A, B, and C, as they say
I
today.
think they still do
Oh.
that.
Brings back memories.